Yosef Amavur Le'el. Before the Rebbe explained, Shekayemes Mitziyusei Shal Mashiach Benitzit Mashiach Shebekol Echav Echav Yisroel. Now what does it mean that we already have a Yeira Elav Avaya? One interpretation was that every Yid, because of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, every Yid already has the Vayera Elav Avaya. The deeper explanation was that every Yid already has Vayera Elav Avaya, that'll be when Mashiach comes, because we all have the spark of Mashiach in us. So besides the fact that every Yid already has the spark of Mashiach in him, Kayemes Gam Mitzyusah Shem Mashiach Kipshutei Yichid HaKlolos. We already have Mashiach literally, who is the Yichid HaKlolos of the whole generation. Kidu, as it's known, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, in every generation, Noilad Echad, is that person that was born, Mizera Yehuda, descendant from the tribe of Yehuda, Shuroyu Liyos Mashiach Liyisrael, he is deserving to be Mashiach. Echad Aray Mitzit Kasa Elias Goyal, there's somebody that's worthy to be the Redeemer. Shagi Azman Yigala Elav Hashem Izbar Vishalchet. These four lines are two quotes. One quote is from the Chassam Sefer, and the other quote is from the Batanura. In both quotes it says that in every generation there's someone there already designated by Hashem to be Mashiach. When the time will come, he will get the message from Hashem, and he'll take the Yidden out of Golos. So this means that in every generation there's already, just like every Yid has a spark of Mashiach in him, the actual Mashiach is also present in all times. And if negative things would have not interfered, things that block and prevent Mashiach from being revealed, so the fact that he's here, he was always here. In every generation, there was always someone designated to be Mashiach. But there was something blocking, didn't allow him to become Nizgala. And if those things that are blocking wouldn't be there, one particular person in the generation would become Nizgala as Mashiach. Based on what was said by the Friedrich Rebbe, who is Mashiach Shebedereinu. This is probably the first place where the Rebbe said this in such an open way. The last time the Rebbe said such words so openly and then had it printed and published, that Nasid Arain is the Mashiach Shabadair, was probably, I think, from then all the way back to Tavshin Memvav. Tavshin Memvav was the first time the Rebbe said it, ever. I mean, the Rebbe said different things, but so explicit, that the Mashiach in our generation is the Nasi of the generation, which is Kveid Kedusha Zmei Ruchami Admur. And Tavshin Mem Vav told Tavshin Nun Beis, we're talking about 8 years past, and here the Rebbe said it again so clearly. Yes, Tavshin Mem Zayin, it was Sukkot time. The Rebbe also said that the Tzemach Tzedek was Mashiach in his generation, and that the Chassidim always believed that the Rebbe of their generation was the Mashiach Hadar. So the Friedrich Rebbe, who told us that Kvar Nistaimu V'Nishlu Mokodin Yoni Aveda V'Aimdu Mokhanim L'Kabal Pnei Mashiach Zedkenu, we're ready, all ready to receive Mashiach, Harebi Ameinu Eilu, in our times Nizbat L'Kol Amaniz V'Kuvim. The Rebbe just said in every generation there was someone designated, but there were things blocking and preventing him from being revealed. Those things that were blocking and those things that were preventing, now they're gone. The Kiva Shekain, so now that they're gone, Yeshna, we now have not only the existence of Mashiach, Elagama His Gal is the Mashiach. Mashiach is already revealed. V'achshav Tzrikin Rak L'Kabo Pnei Mashiach Zad Kein V'Pamish. All we need is to receive him, to accept him, and to take him.